Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Hey there, everybody. This is going to be a very, very, very quick update. Okay. Russia, Ukraine, I know everybody is like freaking out about it. World War III. Don't freak out, guys. Everything is calm. Everything is good. Just remain calm. Everything's good. We know that Putin, it's actually, he's going into his own territory because Ukraine is a part of Russia. Okay. A lot of you probably follow Simon. I love Simon. One of my favorites, him and Charlie. And okay. He posted this the other day and it said Russia, Ukraine is a part of Russia. So basically if it's a part of Russia, you Putin can go in. Okay. And he says here, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made a stunning statement, the distribution of which in Ukraine media and internet is banned. Ukraine has not registered its borders since December 25th, 1991. Okay. And that was back in 2014. Now, before I go to that, okay, here's the document that at the Alma-Ata conference, I believe, and it was where Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine were said to like become, you know, separate states after the Soviet Union and stuff crumbled, which, like I said, there was a lot more deep state and stuff play there. But talking about this, it is where they, you can read down through it, and back in 1991, and they were supposed to have said, okay, they all became separate countries. Belarus, I also believe, I think Ukraine is part of Russia, and I believe Belarus is too. Okay, this is the literally only place I could find that General Ban Ki-moon, what he actually said. This is the literally only place I could find it on the web. So what Simon said about it being banned, like I said, I could not find this anywhere, but I did find it on here. Okay. It says the experts have handed down the following opinion based on the international law in place. As it turns out, Ukraine as a state has not carried out demarcation of its boundaries since the collapse of the USSR, nor has it registered demarcation of its boundaries within the United Nations. The boundaries, therefore, remain an administrative district of the USSR according to the ordinary treaty within the CIS that is valid in the United Nations. Okay, and CIS stands for Commonwealth of Independent States. Okay, and of course, now, like I said, this site is saying that it's fake and all this, but which is ironic because this is one place where I'm actually so thankful for, you know, fake ones like stopfake.org, which is a bunch of bull crap, but it's actually, I'm thankful for it that it's on here because this was literally the only place I could find it. I had to do a deep dive everywhere on the internet to find this. Okay. So he actually said that in the Times Television, or the Thames, or however that's pronounced, back in 2014, the Thames Television program. Okay. And even in mainstream media, he's been getting blasted for, this is back in 2016, he's been getting blasted for what he's been talking about and stuff when it has to do with Russia. So this is kind of just tying up a few loose ends for you guys, like, or explaining a little bit about the Ukraine-Russia thing. Just because I know it's like, oh, doom and gloom, World War III, guys, everything's under control. Ukraine, obviously, has been the deep state. They've been passing around money over there for decades, probably longer, and stuff, which is why stuff can be about Hunter when all that came out. And stuff. So it's all good. Like I said, this Ki-moon, he just became a head of some university in Seoul, I think, which that was interesting because when I Googled him, that was like just a couple days ago. So I was like, that's interesting. That's happening now. But because see, he prepared a speech for the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, said Russia has a critical role to play in addressing other pressing global issues from ending the conflicts in Ukraine and Syria, yada, yada. Okay, that's what his preparatory statement was, but he delivered it a little bit different. It did not mention Ukraine at all, but said Moscow has a very important role to play, and I really count heavily on the leadership of the Russian Federation. Basically, even though he said he was going to put Ukraine in there, he doesn't view Ukraine as its own nation since it didn't do its demarcation. So guys, Ukraine is Blair's part of Russia. Putin going in, he's cleaning out the deep state. They've been in there for a long time, and he's like, you know what? He's like, this is done. However, the chess game is playing out, this is done. Also, with videos like this that you see, guys, I'm going to mute. You guys don't need to listen to him, but don't freak out when you see videos like this. A lot of these I've been hearing are old videos, and even if they aren't old videos, guys, it is so that they're supposed to be old videos that they're putting on news, making it look like new. But guys, wag the dog. I'll play the clip again. You look, it's so easy. You just put the girl in front of the green screen. Yeah, they had her in front of the green screen here. And then by the time it got to the end, this is what they were showing on the news. She started out in front of a green screen, and this is what they were showing on the news as it was all recorded earlier from Albania, which we know it's not true. Okay. So guys, just don't freak out. Don't worry. Everything is under control. This is going to play out however it does, but it's like, it doesn't affect us patriots in the sense that we don't need to know what's going on. Just know it's not World War III. It's not World War III. Now it may seem like World War III to the deep state, but that's because they're all going down and stuff. And I think a lot of them have. So just everybody stay encouraged, stay calm. It's okay. Keep your energy high, laugh a lot, because we're all going to need that, but don't worry. The good guys are taking out the bad ones.
Thank you for watching the Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.